On Occidental College Week, hints to our climate future could be hidden underground. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Natasha Seiko, assistant professor in the Department of Geology, digs in for a look.
Tropical island nations are at the forefront of anthropogenic climate change impacts, from sea level rise to ocean acidification to severe changes in the hydroclimate system. With more than 7,000 archipelagos and its location in the Western Pacific Warm Pool, the Philippines is not a large contributor to greenhouse gas emissions, but already observes changes in monsoon regimes and typhoon seasonality. 10% of the total land surface in the Philippines is covered in karst landscapes. Landscapes made up of sinkholes, caves, and springs, from underground river systems to karst hills. Cave formations, such as stalagmites, are valuable time capsules that store clues to ancient water going back hundreds of thousands of years. Their geochemical concentrations provide insight into previous periods of climate change. In order to investigate the mechanisms that have driven periods of past hydroclimate variability and therefore better constrain future climate projections for the region, our team of geologists is examining Philippine cave systems. Our work in multiple cave systems across a 10-degree latitudinal stretch focuses on understanding the processes driving shifts in the area's rainfall over time. By studying changes in the oxygen isotopes of cave waters and stalagmite growth layers, our team is investigating changes in the strength of the summer and winter monsoons. Setting up continuous cave monitoring field sites provides an opportunity to calibrate our geochemical data to shifts in the hydroclimate. Because tropical island nations continue to be an understudied region in the paleoclimate research, despite the increasing challenges they face, our research, in partnership with local scientific collaborators and the local caving community, will help fill this critical knowledge gap and provide much-needed data as we consider the future of anthropogenic climate change.
That was Natasha Seiko of Occidental College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.